Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, again? Anybody know what we've been talking about? You ready to take some more?
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to his saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And then he tells us about Abraham, and verse 15 says, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. It took a while. There were some years involved, but he was diligently believing God and diligently obeying God year after year after year. If you want to study something that's inspiring and interesting, you see, this man, Abraham, our father in the faith, and Moses are two great examples that every time God told them to do something, you know what the next verse says? And so did Moses, just as the Lord told him to. And the Lord told Abraham, go take your son up and offer him up. Next morning, early, he's up and the mule is saddled. They're on their way. Again and again, you see both of these individuals, others like them too, but just especially with Moses sometimes, because there's so much instructions that God gave him about the tabernacle, and the Lord instructed Moses, and so did Moses. And the Lord told Moses do this, and Moses did that. And the Lord said, Moses do this, 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 and Moses did this, 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 this. Somebody say diligent. And he stayed after it until it was all done. Don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let me remind you, diligence, we gave you some definitions of this. One definition of diligence is vehemence, being earnest, being fervent, like we just read, being eager, being determined, doing things promptly, doing things early, at dawn, doing things with speed. We've talked about a number of things, what it means to be diligent, but I want tonight for us to get into the rewards of diligence. Can you take some of that? Go to the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter of Hebrews and the 35th verse. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of what?
Reward.
See, he said that we're to maintain that confidence steadfast to the end, to be diligent. And if you hold on to that confidence and stay diligent with it, it has a great recompense of reward. Somebody say reward.
Reward.
You're up by the 11th chapter. Just look straight down at the 6th verse, Hebrews 11 and 6. What does it say? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Well, then these people that make fun of faith are just not too smart. Didn't say it was hard to, or it's impossible. You can't please him at all without faith. Means if you didn't pray in faith, your prayer didn't please God. Means if you didn't do what you did in faith, if you didn't sow your seed in faith, nothing you do is acceptable or pleasing to him unless you did it in faith. If this is true and you know it is, there it is right there in the Bible, then you and I ought to be very interested in faith.
Amen.
Faith.
Yes.
And people can mock us, make fun of us if they want to, but we're going to stay with it. It's going to be faith in the morning,
yes,
faith at noontime, and faith when the sun goes down.
Yes.
What's that another way of saying? Pleasing God in the morning, pleasing God at the noontime, pleasing God when the sun goes down. When we learn how to do what we do in faith, it pleases God. Now keep reading. It tells us some very specific applications of this truth. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. That he is, that he exists, and that he is God. And you got to believe something else. What else must you believe? Now notice this is something huge portions of the church have completely missed. They believe God is, don't they? And they believe God is God. They believe he's all powerful. He's everywhere. He's all knowing. Oh yeah, he's God Almighty. They believe in him and they believe he's God. But they don't believe the next part. And the Bible said this is mandatory. It's not optional that you believe this. Is everybody listening now?
Yes.
Is it okay to just believe that God is and that's it?
No, sir.
No, you must. Everybody say must.
Must.
You must believe this.
Yes.
In order to please God.
Yes.
What must you believe?
Got
to believe he is, and you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody say rewarder.
Reward.
Is reward good or bad?
Good.
Good. Reward's good. Good. Reward is blessing. Reward is goodness. Reward is increase. Promotion.
Yes.
Needs met. What is that? That's you believing God is a good God. He'll deliver you. He'll protect you. He'll heal you. He'll fill you with the Spirit. He'll prosper you and fill your house with treasure and make you rich, give you a good marriage, help get your kids straightened out. And yet we got millions of the church world organized that say, well, I believe in God. He is the Almighty. But when you start talking about him being good to you, well, you just never know what God's going to do. See, they don't believe this. Do they?
No.
They believe God is, but they don't believe that he is a good rewarder of everybody that diligently seeks him. Say it out loud. When I seek God, with diligence.
With diligence.
Good things
happen to me.
Hallelujah.
When I serve God diligently, good things happen to us.
Yes.
Don't they?
Yes.
Well, you just don't. Yeah, we know. We can read the Bible.
Amen.
And we were told that we have to believe it. Must. Well, if we just got this tonight, it'd change lives. We must believe that in order to please God. Somebody said out loud again, I do believe God's a good God. He's a blesser. He's a rewarder. He'll heal you, deliver you, protect you, bless you, meet your needs. Make you rich. I believe it. We believe it. He's a rewarder. Somebody say rewarder. See, people that are mocking us about us being faith people, they're ignoring that the Bible told them, just like he told us, they have to believe this. Someone said, well, you don't have to believe that. Well, he said you did. If you're going to please God, you have to believe he's a good God that blesses and rewards those that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Must believe it.
Yes.
Well, I'm convinced. I believe it. I know I can believe it stronger, but I believe it. Anybody have any rewards in your life? Could you testify? Could you stand up right now and say, hey, he's blessed me. He's rewarded me. He's done some good things for me. Well, then let's keep on being diligent. Let's keep on diligently seeking him and serving him and obeying him. Now, before we go further into this, let me remind you of something. Before we talk about the rewards of diligence, let's talk about the rewards of slothfulness. Because it has rewards too. But they're not good rewards. We've already saw some of them, but let me remind you of them. The Bible said, among other things, in Proverbs 24:30, that one of the rewards of slothfulness is that everything grows over and falls down. Everybody say, growing over and falling down. He said in Proverbs 24:30, I went by the field of the slothful, and it was all grown over with thorns. Nettles had covered the face, and the stone wall was broken down. He said, I saw and considered it well. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that traveleth, and your want as an armed man. What are some of the rewards of slothfulness? Everything grows over, everything falls down, and you get poor. Well, what about diligence? That'd be the opposite of it. Let me remind you, Proverbs 19:15, slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. We studied in the New Testament where it said if you didn't work, you shouldn't eat. And so slothful, what's the reward of slothfulness? You're going to go without. You're going to want. You're going to lack. Didn't say it might happen, said it would happen. Also, the Bible said, he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. Put that up, Proverbs 10, verse 4, because this shows the other side of it. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. So what's one of the rewards of slothfulness? You become poor. How many know this verse is just as true as any of the other verses in the Bible? But look at the latter part of it. But the hand of the diligent will at least have their bare minimum needs. No, it said maketh rich. R-I-C-H. It's not a dirty word. Four letters, but not a dirty word. Rich. Come on, somebody needs to say rich.
Rich.
Say it out loud. Rich.
Rich.
Say it again. Rich,
rich.
Is a Bible word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me